This is Klein Time with Seth Grossman, lawyer in Summers Point and executive director of LibertyAndProsperity.com. The teachers' unions and other unions are pressuring the state legislature to create that constitutional amendment that would force the massive tax hikes to bail out the bankrupt pension system. And it's amazing how when you talk about progressive Democrats, especially when they talk at Stockton University, oh, we got to help the poor. The thing that's amazing is when Habitat for Humanity builds a house for nothing and they give it to a family for nothing, as soon as that family has to pay taxes on the house that somebody gives them, they can't afford it anymore. That's how bad property taxes are in New Jersey. And again, the biggest problem is not just your local government. It's the public schools are totally out of control. And it's ironic that in Atlantic City, when they had the state takeover, they made a mess of the police and fire departments. But nobody tried to even talk about the massive waste in spending of the Atlantic City public schools, which I think is now up to about $28,000 per pupil. Could you imagine having to pay tuition of $28,000 for each student in a school? All right, let's go to Frank of Egg Harbor Township. Frank, you're on the air.
Perhaps you can clear up something with regards to Stockton for me.
Sure.
Stockton is a state entity and is not subject to tax property taxes.
That's right.
For their properties.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now,
so in other words, to give an example, when Stockton bought the Seaview Marriott, that caused a big loss of tax money going to Galloway Township. And when they finally sold it, that was a big windfall.
My question is, do you know if they currently have an endowment fund?
I don't know
what it is.
I know is that I believe Stockton gets $18 million a year in state taxes. I know that when the voters stupidly voted for that $250 million bond issue to borrow money, I believe Stockton got $20 million bucks of that. I know that Stockton borrowed enormous amounts of money for its construction project. They actually hired some very, very, what I think, shady Wall Street type who paid for all that debt. So as far as I know, most of Stockton's money is coming from tuition, from borrowing, and from state money. As far as private endowments, I know they have a fundraiser every spring.
And tuition is backed by the good faith of the United States government currently, isn't it? It's backed in case they default, the taxpayers are left on the hook.
The big expansion that Stockton did before 2012 was paid for with what's called the New Jersey Higher Education Development Authority bonds, which are not guaranteed by the full faith and credit of the state. And you can see the fine print there. However, the latest batch, the batch that Stockton used to build its Atlantic City campus, was because the voters were dumb enough to vote yes on that bond issue, then that is the full faith and credit of New Jersey on that one. What you have, it's with Stockton University and probably most other universities, you have the bargain with the devil. You see, the colleges are robbing the taxpayers blind.
Seth, I don't want to bargain with the devil.
Let me tell you what the bargain is. The bargain is that the Democrats and the socialists and the communists and the radical left basically says you could steal and rob the students and their families and the taxpayers as much as you want. However, as long as you indoctrinate your students to hate America, to hate the free enterprise system, to love America's enemies, we will give you the political support you need to get all the money you want. So it is corruption at the worst and most evil level, in my opinion.
They have beachfront property over there located in Atlantic City and aren't paying ratables.
That's
now,
right.
Again, I get it. Success, I get it. There's people there and so forth. But I would consider success for government to have ratables for that beachfront property instead of having another government agency not paying any taxes and then hoping that perhaps we get some money from local money being spent. Again, the ratables are pretty incredible.
Yeah. By the way, the expansion of Stockton University, if you think about it, Remember years ago they built all these malls, gave tax abatement to build the Hamilton Mall, the Linwood Mall, this mall, that mall. They're all dead malls, all big failures, and the colleges are the next bubble. Go to libertyandprosperity.com on the web. Just sum up my assessment of Stockton University and most colleges in America today, unfortunately. They offer students absolutely nothing. They do not teach any useful skills to teach students how to become independent, how to have reading skills, critical thinking skills, science skills, math skills. They're just told to blame every failure in their life on somebody else, preferably on America, on capitalism, on white people, on the Republicans, on Trump or somebody else. In the process of doing that, they destroy students and their families economically by putting them heavily into debt. When I was a student, a baby boom student, a summer of work on the boardwalk, which was about $1,200 to $1,400 a summer, was more than enough to pay for a year of room, board, tuition, and books at Stockton or Glassboro or Rutgers or any other state school. And still have money left over for seven beers for a dollar at Maloney's or the Anchorage or a whole lot of places along the Jersey Shore. But now it's all different. Now if a student can make $3,000-$4,000 a summer, the tuition is about $18,000 to $24,000 a year. And all these nickel and dime charges where you can't graduate in 4 years, and now you need 5 years to graduate. So it puts students hopelessly in debt. Student loans cannot normally be discharged in bankruptcy. I think only one case in five is successful. So it's destroying and crippling families economically. It's teaching them nothing. So why does it go on? Well, look who benefits. Qui bono, Latin for who benefits. The teachers union, administrators union benefits. They get these huge salaries, huge benefits, huge pensions. The construction workers benefit. They get the unions that give the big donations. They benefit, and the Wall Street bondholders who borrow all that money, they benefit. So everybody is making money, and they don't care how the colleges are ruining people's lives and turning people against America because they're making money on the short term. I think it's a disgrace. The government, I think the government has just as much case to close down Stockton from being a scam. Diversity in employment and college admissions is a bunch of crap and un-American. I said here in America, people should get scholarships, jobs, promotions, and benefits based on their character, their talent, and their hard work, and not based on how many diversity boxes they could check off on an application. Back when, in my grandparents' day, if somebody wanted to put you down without having a normal conversation, they would call my grandparents, well, you're just a Jew. I don't have to talk to you. So now they use the R word or the B word to describe us. But it's the same thing. Rather than discuss what I said or what I believe in, you just create a label. And once you create a label, I don't have to talk to you anymore because you're a member of the other group. Because the Stockton University is basically programming its students to become hate America, hate Christians, hate Republicans, hate Trump, progressive socialist Democrats. Because they're doing that, the Democratic Party and the unions will give them a blank check to spend as much money as they want. And so with that money, you have these people getting high salaries, high pensions, high benefits. They can't be fired. You have your politically connected union contractors make a fortune building all these new buildings in Atlantic City. Stockton bails out every failed real estate investment in New Jersey, it seems. They bailed out the Marriott Seaview. They bailed out the bad investment. One time they're going to bail out the Ponder Lodge in Cape May. They bailed out some bad investments in Hamilton. You know, wherever you have a bad investment, they bailed out Dante Hall. That was a failure. Stockton is propping it up. The library, the Carnegie Library, the old library at Illinois Avenue or Martin Luther King Boulevard, Atlantic City, Stockton bailed them out. So you see that as long as there's money to be milked out of the system, those who milk the money out say, go ahead, brainwash our kids, teach them to hate America, let them go out into the world with $60,000 of student loan debt, let them have no marketable skills, let them have their best job opportunity being pouring coffee at Starbucks, but we don't care. So that's the new America that these folks are creating for us. Brian, you're on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Seth. Great show.
Thank you.
I've been biting my tongue on this one for a while, been meaning to call Dan, but nobody knows Chelsea better than you. I drive by Albany and Pacific Avenue several times a day at all hours. I've never seen more than five people out there.
You're not the first person to tell me that.
I think maybe did they build a tunnel instead of a skywalk under Atlantic Avenue, or where's everybody at?
So what the caller's alluding to is you're supposed to have this campus at Stockton, and many people reporting it. I have no personal knowledge other than when I drive by, I see hardly any activity. So it's almost as if it's a fake university, or as they said in the old days, a Potemkin village. It's a make-pretend university that there are no students living there.
The hook for $250 million,
but when you think about it, with Stockton University, how long does it take to travel from the Stockton campus in Pomona, or rather in Galloway, to get to the Atlantic City campus? My guess is it's probably a 45-minute to half-hour bus ride. So if you have a class, so if you have one class in Galloway, and then you have another class in Atlantic City, and then you have another class back in Galloway, that you're spending half the day on a bus. And they always talk about the low carbon footprint. So the whole concept does not make any sense whatsoever. And some people are saying it's just fake, that there's not a real college presence there, that it was just an excuse to spend a whole lot of money to award $300 million in contracts to build these buildings. And once the buildings are built...
No bid contracts, yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to be a private-public partnership.
Yeah, well, you know what another word for a private-public partnership is? It's like theft.
But where I guess that you can open it, the revenue, the debt service, the payroll, the employer taxes,
benefits. The funny thing is, I've always encouraged Stockton students, wouldn't it be a great project to study how much your professors are getting, how much your administrators are getting, how much they're spending, and there'll be a real education. But you'll notice that Stockton professors, when students complain of high tuition, rather than allow students to critically think, gee whiz, maybe college is expensive because we're building these Taj Mahal buildings we don't need. Maybe it's because it's building
elementary schools too.
Yeah, maybe we're building...
I don't know. It looks great. I just see nobody there. Now they're already talking about expanding. And I understand, their concept of coming into town and building different, expansions. But it's like the field of dreams at this point.
Yeah. By the way, I like the fact that Stockton University bragged that they're having these luxury beachfront apartments for rent during the summer. And it brings back memories when I was a baby boom student in college in the late 60s and 1970s. I remember basically living in a flop house for $15 a week with a bathroom down the hall. But that was a time when students like me could earn a year of room, board, and tuition at any state school because we made $1,200 to $1,300 a summer. And then even if you would pay your $15 a week living at the... in these older hotels, you still had enough money to pay your room, board, and tuition, and you had enough money for seven beers for a dollar at Maloney's, or you could have Dunes Till Dawn. I think you spend $8 and you can stay at the Dunes, which was this when they closed the bars in Summers Point at 2 a.m, everyone would go till dawn at the Dunes. Had a great summer, lots of fun, made the money, and you graduated school with no student debt because it was pay as you go. All right, listen, it's 10 minutes left in the program. I got to take
real quick. Son.
Sure.
Can you Oprah that information?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I'm really curious to find out what's going on. Is South Jersey Gas 100% in there? I don't even see any of their employees around.
I don't know, but remember, when South Jersey Gas pays, who pays for that? All they do, because remember, South Jersey Gas, before, their headquarters were centrally located. So all their trucks, all their employees were right in the middle of their service area. Now, in the summer, traffic, could you imagine, how can you sit in an office in Atlantic City in the summer where you have bridge openings, you have crowded traffic, and now you have a service problem in Vineland? How long does it take you to get to Vineland? I mean, it's just...
I think it's just their executive offices, right? It's not their service department. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, but suppose it is their executive offices. How could you supervise your employees if you're, an hour's drive away from them? How is that efficient?
The place looks like a ghost town. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, it makes sense, because that was my prediction. I said that whole Atlantic City project is going to be another mall. Remember when the key to economic development was you build the Central Square with tax abatements, you build Shore Mall with tax abatements, you build that dead mall, where the Pathmark used to be in Pleasantville, or that's dead. Hamilton Mall's dead. Every time the government tries to stimulate the economy, it's simply taking money away from the producers and giving money to parasites, and that does not stimulate the economy. Sorry.
1400 WOND.
WOND Pleasantville.
This is Seth Grossman, the executive director of LibertyAndProsperity.com, filling in for Dan Klein with the final 3 minutes. If you want to know more about LibertyAndProsperity.com, look for us on the web. Hopefully you could donate so you could hear our messages like the one you just heard. Or go look for us for Liberty and Prosperity on Facebook, Liberty and Prosperity Twitter, Liberty and Prosperity every Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30 for breakfast at the Shore Diner, where your only obligation, no admission charge, is to pay for your own breakfast off the delicious, reasonably priced menu of the Shore Diner, and tip your server. And of course, you could also bring a check to the breakfast to support our organization.